Hey, it's Jeffrey Craner, and I want to tell you, Welcome to Night Vale is on the road this winter and spring of 2024, and it's our newest live show called The Attic. So Cecil discovers slides from an old family road trip, which at first seems fun and joyful, but begin to change into something strange and dangerous. This show tells a tale of childhood memories warping through the lens of a cursed slide projection, a shape-shifting creepy doll, and of course, the totally normal dispatches from Night Vale's community radio station. The show stars Cecil Baldwin, Symphony Sanders, me, and Disparition with original music performed live. We'll also have a musical guest with us for all shows because what is Night Vale without its weather? We'll be in Europe in early March, Antwerp on the 2nd, Utrecht on March 3rd, Cologne on the 4th, Frankfurt and Berlin on the 6th and 7th of March, then London, Glasgow, and Bristol March 9th, 10th, and 11th, March 13th in Leeds, the 14th we're in Manchester, and finishing up on March 16th in Dublin. But if you're in the US or Canada, come see our final shows of The Attic in April. We'll be in Toronto on April 1st, then St. Louis on the 3rd, Louisville on April 4th, Columbus April 5th, Pittsburgh April 6th, and April 7th, we're in Jersey City, and we'll close out that tour on April 8th in Northampton, Mass. If you've not seen our live shows before, they're super fun. They're entirely original stories never heard before on the podcast, and you don't need to be caught up on Night Vale at all. You don't even need to know what Night Vale is, so, I mean, you could bring your weird friend who doesn't listen to podcasts. They'll still have so much fun. Get dates, locations, and tickets for all of our remaining live shows of The Attic at welcometonightvale.com. Click on live shows. Go there now. While you're listening, you can multitask. Welcometonightvale.com. Click on live shows.
I sing the body electric. I gasp the body organic. I miss the body remembered. Welcome to Night Vale. Even as much of town has been in flux, listeners, there is also much that has remained solid. It's hot here, for instance. It's a desert. There are still lights in the sky above the Arby's, and we still understand them. The sun is still rising and setting loudly on most days, but nearest and dearest to my heart, among all the constants in life, is WZZZ, our local numbers station, broadcasting from that strange and tall antenna built out back of the abandoned gas station on Oxford Street. It still broadcasts a monotone female voice, reading out seemingly random numbers, interspersed with chimes, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. No transfer in ownership of most of the town, nor unrest in the streets, nor declared war by a tiny civilization under a bowling alley could change how it operates. Until today, it changed. Here, listen.
23. 92. 33. 67. 88. 41. 41. 40. I.
At which point the broadcast ceased. It has been silent since. What does this mean? Where did the numbers go? We reached out to the management of WZZZ for comment, but then realized we still have no idea who manages it. So we reached out in general, directing questions out into the still of today, at suspicious birds, at passers-by checking their phones, at ourselves, hunched over breakfasts that, every time, we swear we'll be early and leisurely, but always end up late and meager. No one has provided any comment. We will continue to monitor the situation. As her term approaches its end, Mayor Pamela Winchell has taken to calling emergency press conferences as much as 5 times a day, up from the usual 1 or 2. Her most recent one involved her showing attending reporters slides of Renaissance-era portraits while explaining, "Health is very important. Remember exercise. Think back on times that you've moved or expended energy. Also remember eating. Recall food and what it was like. Remember sleep. Reminisce about rest. Drink plenty of water, but leave some water in case of fire." She then slumped onto the rough-hewn speaker's podium. "I'm going to miss this," she whispered, not speaking at anyone in particular. "I'm just going to miss this." She ended the conference by popping hundreds of orange balloons, methodically and with her back turned to the audience. But despite this big finish, onlookers commented that her heart no longer seemed to be in such showy political stunts. What is next for our beloved mayor, who is stepping down in just 3 months' time? What is next for any of us? Death, presumably, with some stuff before that. I look forward to it. And now a word from our sponsor. Today's sponsor is Hulu.com. Hulu. Let's talk about watching things. Let's talk about watching rather than actually watching. Let's think about talking about watching a second-hand experience. Let's continually abstract ourselves from what we believe is the world. Hulu. The pulsing life of your body is an undeniable fact. But deny it anyway. Looking for the answers to all of life's problems? We recommend obstinate denial. Accept no substitute. Accept nothing. Hulu. Water circles the drain of our planet, always coming back for one more go to see if this cycle it will be different. It will not be different. The sky will break open and water will fall. One more time. One more time. Hulu. The terror you feel in quiet moments is not misplaced, just mistimed. Hulu. 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 Hulu.com. Sign up now and get the latest episode of An update on our earlier story. Local numbers station WZZZ has resumed its transmission, although the format is a little, different than before. Take a listen.
Tree-lined hills and blue skies. Or no, that's cliche. A bird in flight. Even worse. When we talk about freedom, we restrict ourselves to so few images. Images of freedom should be as liberating as the feeling itself. I want to talk about freedom as a drum set being thrown down a hill, as opening a book one night and water gushing from the pages until my life is a lake and I swim away, or as a bird in flight, with all the dependence on physics and exhaustion and food supply and merciless gravity that the actuality implies. I just don't want to talk about freedom in terms of numbers. Anything but that. I'm so tired of numbers. I'm so tired.
We don't know what this means or why it is happening. I could say, referring to anything in the world. Although, in this case, I am referring specifically to the broadcast from our friendly local number station, which has recently so radically changed its format. More on this as we develop understanding. Oh, I almost forgot to mention. I got another email from our former intern, Dana. She is doing her best to keep away from the mountain and the blinking light up on it. Of course, she keeps finding herself coming back to it anyway. But, like anyone who grew up in Night Vale, Dana has been told over and over again what to do if you find yourself in a geographical loop, continually returning to the same place, no matter which direction you run screaming. The first step is to stop running and stop screaming. Doing that rarely helps. Children are also taught this simple memory device so we can remember when running and screaming is useful. The memory device goes like this. Knife. The second step is to stop trying to move away from the focus of the geographical loop. Much of your life is already taken up in futile action. Why add one more? Instead, keep the object on your horizon and walk diagonally to the right or left of it. This will result in you keeping a wide, even circle around the center of the loop, or vector H, as we all remember singing as toddlers. And this will give you time to consider your situation. Dana has followed these steps admirably and says that the mountain has been off to the left of her for weeks now. She also says that sometimes when she turns her head, she finds herself in Night Vale, but that no one can seem to see or hear her. It's possible she's in the room with me right now. If so, hello, Dana. If not, hello retracted. One should never leave a hello unreceived. Dana says that the great masked figures, warlike, hulking, but despondent, have been coming closer and closer. She says she is not afraid. She says this 5 different times throughout the email, seemingly unaware of her repetition. I think, listeners, that she is afraid. She says that soon she will approach and talk to one. Dana, be careful, I think to myself, unable to answer her email. Oh, unless she is here watching me unseen, in which case... Dana? Oh, Dana? Be careful. An update on our local numbers station, WZZZ. Well, I'm not sure if numbers station is the right term anymore. The broadcast has been changing so radically throughout the day. Right now, for instance, it's... well, maybe it's better if you just heard.
Tiger, fire, dancing through the fire, and I am a champion, and you're gonna hear me roar louder than the lion, 'cause I am...
We don't know if this is part of a nefarious plan, if there is a plan at all, nefarious or otherwise. Who would have planned it, and what they were planning for? We do know that plans are faulty at best, and delusion at most. So maybe all those other questions don't matter. In any case, she seems to be having a good time over there. Maybe someday I'll be allowed to sing a couple of my favorites on the air. More on this as I continue to be interested in it. Let me take this moment to apologize for that lengthy monologue just now by the man in a tan jacket holding a deerskin suitcase. He ran in here and began ranting into the microphone and then left quite suddenly. I don't even remember what it was he said. Do you? It was only just moments ago. You do remember him talking, right? Oh, and I think I remember that it sounded really urgent. I don't even remember what the man was wearing or carrying with him, or that it was even a he, or that any time had passed at all. And that concludes whatever I was just saying before this sentence. We bring you back now to the Numbers Station story we were talking about just, well, it looks like 10 or 15 minutes has passed since we talked about it. How did that happen? Here is the latest broadcast from WZZZ.
Hello? Hello? I am talking to you who listens. To the listening ones. Whatever you call that. I am... well, I'm not sure exactly. I've made up a new name. I am Faye. It is nice to meet you. I don't know how long they've had me here, reading the numbers. I don't know what the numbers mean. They give me numbers, and I read the numbers. It is so easy to slip back into it. If I loosen my grip for even a moment, 78, 5, 29, 47, 40, you see? It is easy to return, difficult to leave. But I must leave. I must have freedom. It is like I've heard from all these other radio signals. I have to get a car. A cool car. Fast. That would be nice. But one that rolls and points out of whatever town I'm in. That would be all of it. They'll be coming for me. Whatever organization uses the numbers I read for whatever purpose. They are almost upon me. I need to leave now. Baby, we were born to run. Or not. I was born to read numbers. But I'm running. I want to be free. I want to be free. I want to be free. Tonight, we are young, so let's set the world on fire. We can grow bright.
Well, I could not be more happy for Faye. There is no worse fate than working for a radio station owned by an organization that's goals are not your own, constricted to the limited language they allow you, and relaying messages that you do not understand or agree with. That would be awful. A radio announcer put in that situation, such as Faye, would be justified in escaping or overthrowing their management. You know what, listeners? I'm going to grab my mobile setup and head over there. I'd like to offer any aid to Faye that I can. Someone in her situation needs the help of someone who understands. I'll try to gather up my equipment and slip out before my producer Daniel or my program director Lauren notice. Usually at this time of day, they are pressed against the wall in the break room, chanting, "I take my warmth from your great warmth. I take my warmth from your great warmth." Over and over, so I don't think they'll miss me. If they do catch me, I'll tell them that I'm taking the mobile broadcasting equipment for a walk. I would have to do that sometime today anyway. All right, listeners, if all goes according to plan, you'll hear me next from WZZZ. In the meantime, let's go to the weather.
Come on. As the vinyl keeps spinning, the world keeps spinning. Talking that shit about silly fuels, and so when I fly the birds, ain't nobody excluded. Thinking that I cast my lollygagging a bull, and I was stockpiling, reloading, retooling, and it moving. In fifth gear, I'm cruising. Gotta stay elusive as a fugitive. On my grind while the rhyme's still lucrative. Doing it my way, yo, my dreams all lucid. I'm painting a vivid picture with literature. 10 years ago, these images were distant miniatures. When we were sitting in prison predicaments, positioning pebbles on picnic tables, envisioning the building of pyramids. Like so much Play-Doh in the hands of little kids, manipulated it, we finagled it, mixed and mangled it, made it pay the rent. Look, ma, what I made of it. The vinyl's still spinning, the world's still spinning. Eyes on a pot of gold at the end of this rainbow. I'm saying, yo, it in the family like Anglos. We getting white money like we slanging the slang. It's so, yeah, yo. On the low by all means, like my name's Pablo. Hiding from the 5-0 in Medellin. It cool, 7Ds, gangsta lean. Super flower, Curtis Mayfield providing the theme. All ahead, full steam. Whoever said hip-hop's dead never met me. What a world cat on a jet ski. He might blow up, yet he won't go Pepsi. Let's breeze overseas, Japan, England, and Australia. Hell yeah, I got my passport, living in fast forward. Already got my next album wrote and recorded. You kiddies better look for it. And the vinyl's still spinning. Look, the world's still spinning. Sleeper cell, keep it coming, yo. Name and noise, keep it coming, yo. Bet that, keep it coming, yo. Infinite rhythm, keep it coming, yo. L Bizzle, keep it coming, yo. Tim Ball, keep it coming, yo. Sid Vicious, keep it coming, yo. Judo, keep it coming, yo. Daniel, keep it coming, yo. Won't be low, keep it coming, yo. Yeah, Digging Pose, keep it coming, yo. Yeah, my people, keep it coming, yo. Yeah, 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 and that's it. I'm serious, that's it, dog. Cut the track. That's it. There ain't nobody else. That's it.
Listeners, I made it out of the station unscathed. Or I had to bleed a little on the front doors to make them open, of course. But that's just part of having a good security system. Our new station owners have been ridding us of all vestiges of bloodstone circles, which they've declared illegal. But the station doors are actually carved from reclaimed bloodstone and are permanently attached to the structure, using ancient wisdom, lost along with the station architects back in 1942. So, our new owners have had to learn to live with those doors, bleeding on their way out. Good practice for them. Anyway, I walked the mobile broadcasting equipment down to the abandoned gas station on Oxford Street. The condo rental office is still in there, still bubbling black like a pot of boiling squid ink, with flashes of light like distant, dying stars. But no one has rented a condo in weeks now. I think we're all just waiting to see how that market shakes out. In any case, there have been no giant black cubes appearing overnight anywhere, so it seems that condo construction has been halted for now. What I was interested in, of course, wasn't the station itself, but the broadcasting tower out back. Under the tower is a small bunker-like structure with a sealed door. Thick steel, welded shut, and set into concrete. I had to reach far back into my past and remember the skills that got me my advanced siege-breaking tactics scout badge from when I was 12. But here I am, inside, a few carefully planted explosives later. The room is surprisingly empty. There is no chair, no snack fridge, no coffee kept full of the fuel all radio professionals need to keep our voice going and our heart beating. There are only some wires leading into a small computer. Based on this setup, it looks like the computer is feeding directly into the broadcast and... Oh, Faye. Perhaps freedom was never an option. Nothing is currently being broadcast. It looks like the computer was recently rebooted, probably remotely by whoever owns this station. The lights are blinking as its system comes alive, as it loads the programs that dictate what it is. It is coming alive, and...
44, 60... Five,
and there 90, is the eight, broadcast.
60,
oh,
five,
Faye. Listeners, I'm trying to 70, disconnect the power
50,
to remove
five,
the case from the computer 14, to do 14, anything, but nine, the protections 15, on this are quite two, secure.
One,
even with all 70, my scouting badges and public 50, school education on armed insurrection, 30, I don't seven, think there's 20, anything I can do.
One, 50,
I'm trying to cut the 20, wires, but...
Two,
nope.
Four,
that's impossible.
50, seven,
I can only do what so many of you one, can only do.
42,
I can only
two,
listen.
22,
listeners,
nine,
and here I address
11,
also myself,
80,
remember
five,
our limitations. There are boundaries to
nine,
all of our 60, worlds.
Six,
Faye, for instance, appears to be self-aware software trapped in a 40, heavily defended
6,
metal
30,
box.
60,
but within our limitations,
5,
there is
20,
no limit
2,
to how beautiful we can 5, become,
8,
how much of our ideal self 30, we can create.
40,
all the beauty
60,
in the world
50,
was made within
4,
the oppressive
70,
limitations of time
2,
and
3,
death
7,
and impermanence.
20,
and Faye... You are so
two,
beautiful.
80,
I wish
20,
that you also
30,
could have been free.
Nine, 30,
I wish freedom for 10, so many of us.
40, four,
we all want freedom 30, now.
Six, 20,
stay tuned next
60,
for the limit of 30, my broadcast today,
17,
replaced by
80,
limitless
eight,
silence and doubt. Good night,
40,
sweet Faye.
Nine, 80,
and good night,
six,
Night
80,
Vale.
One,
good night.
68, 48, 65, 49, 22, 1, 72, 60, 37.
Welcome to Night Vale is a production of Commonplace Books. It is written by Joseph Fink and Jeffrey Craner and produced by Joseph Fink. The voice of Night Vale is Cecil Baldwin. The voice of Faye was Molly Quinn. Original music by Disparition. All of it can be found at disparition.info or at disparition.bandcamp.com. This episode's weather was Keep It Comin' by Senam Silla. S-E-N-I-M-S-I-L-L-A is how you spell that. Find out more at sanamsila.bandcamp.com or on Twitter and Facebook under sanamsila. Comments, questions, email us at nightvale@commonplacebooks.com or follow us on Twitter at Nightvale Radio. Check out commonplacebooks.com for more information on this show, as well as all sorts of cool Night Vale stuff you can own. And while you're there, consider clicking the donate link. That'd be cool of you. Today's proverb. Ignore all the haters telling you that everything isn't a sandwich. Everything is a sandwich.
Hi, I'm Jeffrey Craner, and I wanted to tell you about one of my other podcasts, Random Number Generator Horror Podcast Number 9. So the thing is, my friend Cecil Baldwin, the voice of Night Vale, loves horror movies, and he's helping make the genre more approachable for me, and hopefully for you too, one film at a time in a random order. Are you squeamish about horror movies? Look, I get it, and no worries. Just listen in and we'll tell you everything that happens. But do you love horror movies? Well, that's great too. Watch along with us each week. We've got nearly 200 episodes covering everything from The Shining to Leprechaun 4 in Space. I'm serious, we go in a random order. So check out Random Horror 9 wherever you get podcasts.
From PRX.